Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of Havells India Limited, hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhumika Nair from DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q3 FY23 earnings call of Havells India. We have the management today being represented by Mr. Anil Rai Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Rajesh Gupta, Whole-Time Director Finance and Group CFO, Mr. Amit Kumar Gupta, Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Rajiv Goyal, Executive Director. I'll now hand over the floor to Mr. Gupta for his initial remarks, post which we'll open up the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhumika. Good evening, everyone, and wish you all a very happy new year. Thank you for joining the call today. Hope you would have reviewed the results published. Amidst the moderating consumer demand, a steady performance during the quarter was supported by the B2B businesses. Inflation remains a challenge for the industry and the consumer. Key commodities remain volatile and elevated. Recent channel expansion initiatives such as rural and e-commerce continue to deliver healthy growth. Lloyd maintained its growth momentum. However, margin recovery has been slow. We expect further improvements from Q4 onwards. There was a strong recovery in contribution margins across segments, especially cables, on sequential basis. Overall, there is a disproportionate focus by the company on technology, consumer journey, and talent build-up. Thank you very much. We now proceed for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Renu Baid from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, sir. So my first question is, can you comment something, what has been really ailing the demand in the B2C segment? And in your view, by when should we expect some rebound? So is this weakness in demand more regional focused, rural, semi-urban? What is really ailing it, and by when do we expect some recovery and rebound in this end market demand?
Thank you, Renu. So I think, you know, what was generally seen as a huge inflationary trend over the last 1 year, 1.5 years, I think that is to some extent slowing down the consumer demand. And we were expecting, we hope that, you know, because prices would have started stabilizing in the third quarter, if not increasing. So that should have, you know, started giving advantages from the fourth quarter onwards. But the fact is that there has been some volatility in raw materials again. So it's difficult to say, you know, when we can see a comeback to normal growth in the consumer products completely. So if your question is whether we'll start seeing a, you know, turnaround in the fourth quarter, not very sure about that. But yes, I think inflationary trends would have, you know, ailed the growth in the consumer part.
Sure. And if I look on the margin side, while Lloyd has seen some sequential improvement, contribution positive, still overall negative at the EBIT level, can you also comment on the overall margin outlook of status of high-cost inventory across Lloyd and other portfolio? So your margins also were relatively weak this quarter. So any comments there?
So I think overall margins from the Havells point of view, which we maintained that there were some high cost inventories in fans and cables and wires, were taken care of in the third quarter. So we are now, you know, at normalized inventory costs in Havells side. On the Lloyd side, still some of it was left going into the fourth quarter. So that should be taken care of partly in this quarter, and the rest will be all new cost inventory. But the fact is, as I said, you know, the raw material prices have started showing some upward trend in the last few weeks as well. So, but at least the old inventory has already been consumed in Havells, and a little bit of left in the upcoming season for the Lloyd AC products.
Sure, and one last question, if I can ask, while we have seen the RAC portfolio marching ahead with market share gains, given that margins have been soft, how has been the performance of the non-RAC portfolio, washers and refs, which were relatively new enough in the Lloyd family? So some comments on these would be welcome.
Yeah, I think the growth there also is, you know, has been very good till the second quarter. Third quarter was a bit slow because overall consumer demand was not great in the third quarter. Obviously, it is not reflecting in the AC sales because AC in the third quarter and early fourth quarter is more of a shelf fill-up and stock fill-up by the distributors. So I would say that there has been some slowdown in the growth for the other categories, just like any other consumer product. But, you know, still very small for us. So even that growth is, you know, quite high for us, but it is slowed down in the third quarter.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening, and thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations for handling the fan transition well. Looks like there's no hiccup there. Sir, first question is on the upcoming summer season, both for the ACs and fans. ACs, I understand, obviously, the stocking has started and hence the inventory, both at our level as well as, you know, the channel should be increasing. And on the fan side, it looks like, obviously, there have been people up during the transition.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Agarwal. Your voice is breaking, sir.
Okay, I'll repeat my question. Is this clear?
Yes, please.
Okay, sir, question was on ACs and fans on the upcoming summer season. How would you see the channel inventory right now, and what do you expect from the season in terms of market share gains and, you know, overall demand?
So ACs, as you mentioned rightly, that right now is the time for shelf filling. And the real season starts late January and in the northern parts in the late February, March. So that is to pan out. On the fan side, you know, because of the energy rating change, there was some shelf filling on the lower segment of the fans, whereas actually on the higher segment of the fans, there was some destocking because, you know, the cost increase in the higher rating fans was not so high. So there was some destocking, and on the lower end segments like the base fans, there was higher stocking. So I think this is normal inventory, not very high levels of inventory at the fan segment also, because this is distributed amongst the lower end and the higher end.
Got it, sir. And lastly, sir, on the margins, you explained a bit, but just on cable and wire and ECD, I think they're still not back to normal levels. Obviously, the old inventory problem is sorted at the Havells level. So fourth quarter, should we see?
No, cable wire, I think it's pretty much there. I think we are generally our margins are between 14% and 16%, and it's there. And I think ECD with a combination of all the products, you know, these are the normalized margin levels. So we have come back to almost levels of last year.
Got it, sir. I'll come back in with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Aniruddha Joshi from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Sir, two questions. Well, B2B segment has done well. So was there any one-time impact in that? Or do you see the B2B growth to sustain in Q4 also? Question number one. And sir, question number two, ad spend. Now, compared to the COVID level, definitely there is a recovery in this quarter in ad spend. But still, the ad spend is not near the pre-COVID levels. So when do we see the ad spend moving up to the pre-COVID levels? And whether the margins will increase with the correction in input prices, whether that will be largely utilized to improve the brand building efforts? Yeah.
I think pretty much they are at normalized levels, the advertising spends. Obviously, the volumes have gone up, so as a percentage, they have come down. But I think these are the right levels. We're not anticipating major increase in percentage spends on the advertising spends. On the B2B, I think there was no one-time impact of any particular demand. So right now, I would say that the B2B segment has been showing robust demand.
Oh, okay. That's helpful. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. My question was, sir, you mentioned the B2B is doing better than the B2C. Is it possible to get some sense in terms of the mix? How was it for this quarter compared to 2Q FY23 and 3Q FY22 as well?
Approximately 75 is B2C and 25 is B2B, non-Lloyd.
If I see in the past, it has been around the similar level. So I'm just curious to, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, percentage-wise, it's not much different. What is it exactly?
It has gone down to maybe 21 or 23%.
Okay.
Yeah. But not very significantly changed. But yes, maybe when the B2C is high, it goes to 23, 22.
Understood. Secondly, when you say about the, the B2C is facing some amount of slowdown or subdued demand, if I look at our numbers in terms of the three-year performance, and I presume more than half of that is volume growth, does it imply that there is a significant market share gain across the categories, or you think, you're talking more from the incremental perspective rather than really from the normalized growth perspective? In terms of the slowdown, subdued demand first.
Sorry, I have not really understood your question.
Okay, so, subdued demand, when you say, is it more from a YOY perspective? Because YOY, on a three-year CAGR, we are significantly better, actually, in terms of performance.
YOY. Incremental, basically, because you want to grow all the time. So, and when there is some degree, you see, there could be multiple reasons for that. We believe primarily it could also be inflation. You could also argue there is something catching up with the consumer demand as well. So, look, there could be multiple ways to look at it. But, yes, there has been some fatigue in the consumer demand. I think that's what we articulated.
Got it. And just a clarification, with respect to the employee cost, if we see QOQ, it has gone up 6%. Is that a new normal run rate we should look at? Or, like you said in the opening remarks, you intend to spend on the employee base as well?
So, no. So, whatever the increase that you're seeing, that should be considered as the new normal.
Got it. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue for follow-ups. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Siddhartha Behera from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is again on this B2C demand, which you said that it is slightly weaker. So, can we expect there can be some incentive or discount push which can to some extent support the demand in the current year, or do you think it will play out as overall gradual recovery which you expect?
Incentive to the trade, you're saying?
Yes, some higher promotion schemes for the consumers.
No, that may be just temporary, but it doesn't really change the demand scenario. There is just the schemes and, all these things are to push inventory into the channel. Ultimately, the consumer demand has to pick up.
Okay. And in terms of the margins, you said that ECD margins are largely back to the normal level. So will it be fair to assume that both for ECD and lights, we don't expect much benefit from the commodity and everything is reflected in the current quarter?
Yes, pretty much is reflected in the current quarter. In fact, I would argue that there will be some challenge in the coming one or two quarters if the raw material continues to remain volatile. But we will try and manage that as we have done in the past. Over a medium term, you know, our margin levels remain quite steady.
Okay. Okay. And so lastly, on the Lloyd business, again, if we look at the capital employed, it has continuously over the last, so I'm not just looking at the current quarter, but as a trend over the last few years, it has kept on rising from, say, 2,000 crores earlier to 6,000 crores now. So what should we think about this business in general? Shall we expect that it will keep on rising as a percentage of your overall capital employed in the medium term?
Overall, we'll actually start seeing more efficiency there because, you know, we are now setting up our, starting our second plant as well. So, because the product is seasonal, you know, because of having one plant and the demand growing at a pace of 30% to 40%, so we have been forced to actually keep inventory for the season. So the working capital, once we have two plants running, so that will come down in number of days overall as an inventory.
Okay. And will it be possible to share the mix of Lloyd in case we have now ref and washers portfolio also? So possible to share how much will be the ACs and other composition for Lloyd right now?
Around 75% is ACs, but you know, again, it varies quarter to quarter, but overall, approximately about 70% to 75%.
Okay, okay. So there has not been much of a change in terms of the mix for Lloyd.
Yeah, because you know, growth of air conditioners has been also quite fast. It's not like that; it's become a mature product for us, and hence the growth is limited.
Okay, understood, sir. Thanks. I'll come back in a little.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sonali Sagaukar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, have we completely transitioned to the new BEE norm inventory in fans and ACs? And if yes, what is the price hike that we have taken for the new inventory or for the new models?
Yes, we have moved to the new inventories. In fans, our average price hike is around 3 to 4%. And in air conditioners, approximately about 3 to 4%.
And would that be positive for our margins, accretive, or, you know, the even the cost was higher?
The costs have also risen to a similar level.
Got it. So my second question is, considering that many of the input commodities have started softening, is there any pricing action that we have taken or contemplated in terms of rollback? Because I think last year, on an average, the price hike across categories was somewhere between 10 to 15%.
Actually, during the second part of the quarter, raw material prices have started going up again. So there is no room for rollback at the moment.
Got it. So my last question is, in terms of inventory levels for the channels, you're saying that for fans and ACs, it's near normal. But looking at the weakness in the B2C demand, how would you think the other category inventory is?
Other category, in fact, ACs, I didn't say it is at normal level because it is normally a time for shelf filling. Fans, it is at normal levels. Other products also, the inventories in the systems are not very high.
They are near normal.
Yeah.
Despite the demand weakness.
That's right.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Liladhar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Sir, my question related to Lloyd. As you had mentioned, that's because of season, the inventory level on the higher side. But in the press release, you had also mentioned that the inventory, you hold a high-cost inventory right now. And as well as you are mentioning that the fourth quarter will see some margin improvement. So So, like, if you have a high cost inventory, so margin, how to improve in the Lloyd?
No, the, all the inventory as on 31st December is not high cost. You see, the inventory is getting built up over entire quarter. So, yes, there was inventory in the September quarter. And, you know, September quarter is traditionally a low quarter. So, that inventory we carried in this quarter. And that's why we are aware inventory will be disposing on this quarter will be high cost. So, some high cost inventory will be there. But the entire inventory as on 31st December is not the high cost.
Okay. So, on sequential basis, you are considering the improvement
sure.
in the margin for
you. Sure.
Sir, second question is related to lighting business. Continuously, we are seeing the contraction in the margin. So, can you give some, you know, details like how the professional lighting, you know, mix is doing there and why and till how and how long we will see the contraction in the margin there?
Have you seen the contribution margins of lighting? So, lighting contribution margins are fairly stable. You know, there was a one-off spike in the third quarter of last year. Otherwise, generally around anywhere between 28 to 30% contribution margins for lighting are there. And what you're seeing is a contraction in the particular segment results in this quarter is also because of new product launches in this quarter, wherein some advertising inputs were done. So I would not actually see it anywhere contraction of margins. Though, in fact, we are bucking the trend in the lighting industry where there is contraction of margins. But because of new product launches and technology enhancements, you know, our lighting business margins, gross margins of all the products are maintained very well.
What is the normal margin for this?
28 to 30% contribution margin.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my questions.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Venkatesh Balasubramaniam from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Gupta, I had a few questions. The first thing is on ECD consumer durable margin. Your EBIT margins in this quarter were close to 13%. And you said these are like the normalized levels that you need to work with. And these are like, you know, similar to last year. So if I actually look at EBIT margins of the ECD division over FY 20 to 22, it was in a band of 14 to 17 odd percent. So is there any reason to believe that structurally margins in the ECD have come down? Or is there like a one-off in this particular year why the margins are lower? Like, you know, higher advertising costs.
I would say the normalized margins will remain between 13 to 15%. And there cannot be a fixed number because of the quarter-on-quarter advertising spends can vary. But, you know, somewhere around 13 to 15% is there. When you saw margins of around 17%, those were certain years where, you know, where the COVID was there and the advertising spends were really curtailed and expenses were also curtailed. Those were, I would say, not the normalized margin. 13 to 15% would be the regular margin.
Okay. Okay. Now, moving on to Lloyd, I guess you did mention this quarter you have taken 3 to 4% price increases, right?
We will be taking in the fourth quarter.
The fourth quarter. Okay.
Once the season starts, because right now, as I said, it's the shelf filling time.
Okay. Okay. So are you seeing everybody else also taking these price increases?
We are expecting that the competition would also have to take similar price increases because of the cost increase of the ratings change from the 1st of January.
Okay. Okay. Now, you also in your press release mentioned that sequentially you are expecting an improvement in margins. Do you think we can kind of break in either in the fourth quarter in terms of EBIT margins? Can we turn positive or is it like, you know, for that it is going to take a lot more time? And on an annual basis, is FY24, is there a potential of breaking even at EBIT level or it will?
So that will be an endeavor. However, you know, this margin improvement will happen over a period of time. Everything will not come back in the fourth quarter. In fact, the fourth quarter, the improvement will be very small, but we are expecting more improvement in the next financial year. Because as we said, we still have some high cost inventory in the fourth quarter. You know, this is the first one and a half months is also shelf filling time. So the price increases will actually happen, effectively happen during the season.
Okay. Okay. One last question on Lloyd's. Now, I guess with the tremendous growth in sales, you've already got to, you know, depending on the quarter, you are either third or fourth in the market. Now, are you satisfied with this third and fourth, or do you really believe that you need to get to the second position or maybe even challenge the market leader to make your business economics work? Or is it like you're now satisfied with third? And because when we talk to almost all the other players in the market, and most people actually keep pointing fingers at Havells that, you know, Havells has become too aggressive. So any thoughts on that? Where do you stop being aggressive and, you know, look for break even and things like that? Or is it like you are looking to increase your scale to such a level and then look for profitability?
I think, you know, when you talk about competition and talking about Havells being aggressive, I think we, to some extent, the pricing is not dependent on the fact that we are leading the market. We can't lead the market on prices because, as you said, our position is still not the leadership position. And in fact, the hyper-competitiveness on the pricing front is due to a few factors, especially, you know, after COVID, everybody wants to come back to their original levels of positions and market shares. And so a lot of people are sort of not fully passing on the cost increases which happened during the last 1 year. And that is how the competition is actually driving the prices, and Havells or Lloyd to that extent has to follow that as well. So we will be following the market rather than actually leading the market on the pricing front. As far as the market positioning is concerned, you know, we do believe that in not only in ACs, but in most product categories, we do want to play the top three positions in the, and sometimes we don't rush after the number one position also because of the fact that in certain kinds of markets, like for example, in fans, we don't operate in the economy segment of the fans. So that's why we don't push ourselves to be actually, so same will be the strategy in Lloyd. We would continue to try to be a meaningful player amongst the top two or three players in the brand. So it's not, we are not running after a number particularly that we want to be one or two or three. That it's just that, you know, our product offering, market shares continue to need to grow.
Okay. Thank you very much. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ankur Sharma from HDFC Life. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for your time. Just one question, on the fan side. So with this whole transition now that we have star-rated fans, do you believe there could be some change in the market share? Could there be more consolidation within the top three, four players? Would the market itself move towards more of three, four, five star-rated fans? Or do you believe?
Sorry, can you repeat? There was some disturbance. Yeah. Can you repeat the entire question, please?
Sorry, am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, so I was saying that, so I had a question on the star rating on fans, which came in from January. So, I was just wondering, with this star rating, do you believe there could be some consolidation within the industry? Would you believe that there'd be a shift towards more of BLDC fans, which would typically be four, five star rated? Which probably also benefits players like Havells, probably the top two, three players. So there could be some market share gains for the top three, four players and some consolidation as well. Or would you believe there wouldn't be too much of a change post the star rating?
You know, generally, theoretically, you're right that any disruption towards higher and better products and technology should bring in consolidation towards better brands, better quality brands. Mm. But we still have to see how this stands out because, for example, actually, before this change, BLDC was a differentiation. Today, after this change, BLDC is just one of the, all the products which are energy efficient. So all the fans from now will be below 50 watts. So I think it will again open the market from an energy saving point of view. But it's India is a very large market, and it's difficult to say that any such change would actually consolidate the market in a in a very short period of time, difficult to say.
Mm-hmm.
But long term, you know, it should benefit the branded products.
Well done. Okay, sir. Great. Thanks.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Amit Mahawar from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sugupta, congratulations on a decent recovery, especially bottom line on cables and top line on Lloyd. So I just have one question on Lloyd. If we assume maybe around 1 to 2 years, a very gradual normalization of demand cycle, especially inflation cooling off, which can to an extent benefit Lloyd business naturally. But beyond that, and beyond the expansion that you're planning with the second manufacturing plant in Rumelsies, could you throw some color on how Lloyd brand and manufacturing will progress, taking into account the supply chain development that are happening in India, sir? That's my only question. Thank you.
So, Amit, as you're talking 2 years out, we have got another plant already. I think this will come up. So I think supply chain, we believe more and more will become domestic. Whether we do in-house, we are already seeing some actions being taken on the compressors. So I think, first of all, we see the structural shift that most of the products will be made in India and not just assembled in India. Second, I think industry, we believe there will be growth, there will be disruption as ARG just mentioned because of COVID. But we believe there will be a structural growth in this industry because India is predominantly a hot country. And we expect this industry to structurally grow. This is the least penetrated in terms of large appliances as well. And within that, I think we feel there will be certain consolidations going forward. You see, there have been times where multiple players of multiple categories had got into ACs. I think that's already getting corrected. So it could be that there could be a relevance of 5 to 6 players, and you see, there will be a better signs of profitability as well. If you look at pre-COVID, this industry used to have good margins. We believe in a couple of years, it will catch up on profitability as well. So this is what we broadly, since you're asking slightly longer term question, and we're just trying to give a longer term picture of what we believe for this industry.
Sure. I mean, I was just referring to, can I say that from a 2 year view, 3 year view, bulk of our capital allocation capacity expansion will happen on the Lloyd side, barring,
For 2-3 years, I think we have reached a bit of a peak on capital allocation on or capital deployment on Lloyd now. What happened after 3-4 years, I think we'll watch out at that time. But now I think we are peaking in terms of capital deployment in Lloyd.
Okay. Sure. Thank you and good luck, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Srinidhi from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, would it be possible to share some color on how is construction-driven demand playing out? Are you seeing slowdown in that part of the market as well?
Which consumer demand?
The construction, new construction-driven.
I think there is some pause there. I'm sure you would have looked at our switchgear. So whatever people believe, there is some pause on the new sort of construction. We just hope this is temporary. So we still hold that the property cycle is in uptick. But sometimes it's very difficult to really generalize a particular quarter. So construction, some pause, but continue to be more optimistic that.
But it could also be temporary because sometimes people delay their purchase.
Right. Yeah. And then, sir, on Lloyd business again, so there has been an improvement in contribution margin sequentially, and you're also guiding sequential margin improvement further into Q4. Wondering, would you reiterate your guidance of low double-digit contribution margin in the Lloyd business by Q4, or one will have to wait for longer for that?
I think that will take time, Srinidhi, because we said we still hold certain inventory. Competitiveness continues to be there. So I think as of now, we will see improvement sequentially.
Okay. And last one, sir, if I look at Havells' top line performance, okay, it is significantly above industry. In the past also, you used to grow much faster than the industry, but the whole quantum of outperformance has been significantly above. And not in just at the company level, in each and every segment, you have been outperforming significantly. Wondering, in your own assessment, what is really driving this sharp outperformance? Would it be possible to share some color?
I think if you're talking over long term, in the last 5 or 6 years, you know, there has been a lot of new initiatives towards becoming an omni-channel company, and also becoming more and more relevant towards all kinds of customers, not just the trade-oriented customers, but also B2B projects. I would attribute a lot of it also to the consumer preference towards the investments that we made in our technology innovations, and you know, other than the brand building, which has always been there, but most of it is also consumer-led driven through innovation. So I think that also helps the protection of the margins on a long-term basis. So I don't know whether I've answered you the question, but it's a very long-term kind of a, you know,
I'm wondering, like, you had been outperforming pre-COVID as well. Just the quantum of outperformance seems to have accentuated post-COVID.
No, but I think
it's good. Understand more of its drivers of it.
Sorry, that also is reflected in the fact that with every disruption, there is movement towards organized players. And I think companies who have invested in product and distribution and brand, they get a higher share of the advantage.
Yeah. And last one, sir, is the conditioner plant likely to contribute in servicing demand for this?
Sorry, can you repeat?
So you have a second air conditioner plant expected to become operational soon. Wondering, is it likely to contribute in servicing demand for air conditioner?
Yeah, but in a very small percentage, but it will start contributing from this season.
Okay. Thank you for answering and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Manoj Gori from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, team, and thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on the ECD segment. So obviously, when we look at demand environment was pretty weak in B2C, on the B2C side. So if you look at, there was some pre-buying in fans, whereas I believe like there would have been some pressure on water heaters in the December month, especially when we look at the winters were not so strong. So can you just indicate like probably what would have been the impact on the overall growth numbers during the quarter because of the weakness in water heaters?
No, so first of all, on the pre-buying of fans, as I explained earlier, Havells was less, benefited by their pre-buying because Havells does not operate in the economy segment, and therein the major advantage of cost differential between pre-December and post-December was there. Hence, the shelf filling happened for lower end fans. So for us, the pre-buying was not such a big factor. The other products also, including not just water heater, appliances, fans overall, has grown not significantly well. So it was not just related to water heaters, but overall the demand had been muted in this quarter.
Right. So probably for fans, again, the pre-buying or probably switch from non-energy compliant to B rating. So it should be a normalized quarter in the fourth quarter, what I mean was.
Yes, hopefully it should be. We do have, a couple of brands like Standard and Rio, but at least in Havells, our major forays into upper end segments, so that should be a normalized quarter.
Right. And so there will be
increase in prices and the cost. So that can impact some amount of initial growth. Because, you know, trade and then consumer finally takes some time to adjust as well.
Yeah. And sir, how do you expect the industry to settle down? especially if you look at our fans with the B rating. Because if you look at today, we are, like in the ECs, it's like roughly 70-75% is 3-star, 5-star would be 20-25%, somewhere near that. Like, how do you plan your productions with regards to star ratings, whether what would be the execution challenges? Can you highlight something over there?
Really can't answer that. I mean, we'll have to see how the demand pans out. But I think actually our supply chain is very agile to take care of the how the demand. See, everything has to depend upon the consumer, what they eventually buy. It could be possible that, you know, the push towards 5 stars and 3 stars, people may shift towards more 1-star, 2 stars, but could also be they can actually, you know, take a plunge and go for the 3-star and 5-star. But this has to be seen during the season. But generally, we are flexible. Our supply chain is quite flexible. And that is one of the big advantages that we have our own production team.
Right. So lastly, second question on Lloyd. So obviously, since quarters, we were not sure whether we would be doing break-even in the current year. Can you offer some visibility on FY24, whether we would be achieving break-even at segmental margin levels for Lloyd?
I think we'll comment after the season. That will be a right time to do that.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Bhavin Vitlani, VR Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. The question is on the Lloyd's again. Could you speak about the cost takeout initiatives, especially on the supply chain where a significant part is imported, when you could localize and take cost out of working capital? That's one. Second, if you could also speak about your product differentiation strategy and also the initial promotion expenses that you could have been doing which is an entry strategy to get your shelf space, and that as that normalizes, and when do you see the margins kind of improve because of that?
So, Bhavin, on cost takeout, as you said, I think this is an ongoing sort of endeavor, and the commodities, the way they have been volatile, I think they're not helping the cause, whether you import them or whether you do it domestically, because a lot of these products are globally sort of benchmarked in terms of the pricing. So I think it's a constant endeavor. I think wherever the cost possibilities are there, I think they are regularly evaluated. That in fact, when you do things in-house, beginning actually you incur costs which are higher than when you just outsource them, either from India or China. So I think that takes some time to settle down. So now that we've got a new plant, you will see actually some costs which could be slightly higher than normal. But I think in a year or so, I think you will see the benefits of doing things in-house. Coming to the promotions and enterprising and all, I think we have been in this industry for some time now. So the promotion and making the brand preferable for the consumer will continue to be there. So I do not – I think this is something what Havel's done over long years. And with Lloyd also, there is a similar journey. So we will not say this was something for a particular level – or a particular period. Yes, as a percentage of sales, as sales grow, you see, they may not be similar increase in terms of percentage. But on the absolute numbers, we believe these commitments, whether in terms of the product, whether in terms of the promotions or advertisement, I think they will continue for the time being.
Okay, sure. Just a follow-up here. What would be A&P for Lloyd's? Historically, we think it's much higher than the company.
We had is almost 9-10%, but right now it will be around 5-5.5%.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Ashutosh Parashar from Mirabilis Investment Trust. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Vipin Goel from Mirabilis. Sir, I had just one question. If you could shed some light on the demand scenario in the buyers, specifically on the houseware retail side, and also if there was any inventory gains in the quarter for buyers. So if there was, then what was the quantum of that? Thank you.
Well, I think buyers is undergoing a little bit of a volatility because of the raw material fluctuations. And, you know, at times there is some shelf filling also because now the prices have started going up. We do believe that the third quarter, there were no inventory gains, but in the third quarter, you know, the secondary demand for wires would have been also impacted because just like other businesses, we are seeing some higher sales because there's some shelf filling because costs started going up in the second part of the quarter. So we do anticipate some higher levels of inventory at the end of the second quarter, at the end of the third quarter, for domestic wires is concerned.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you. Yeah, that's it from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, one question on the Lloyd's washing machine and ref portfolio. In terms of SKUs, are we, you know, fully prepared for the next season? If you could just elaborate a bit on, you know, what kind of models we have and are we done with the, you know, larger portion there?
Yeah, pretty much on the washing machines and refrigerator is, you know, on its journey.
So calendar year 23, washing machine, I think the season just went out and refs will actually start summer. So right. Calendar year 23, we should be fully there as per, you know, versus competition, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and lastly, you said Sri City will contribute in the season. So, like March and April is where the timeline is for the plant to start?
That's right.
And lastly, CapEx for the current year and next year, if you could guide, please. Thank you so much.
So this year, eventually, we'll finish around 700 crores. And next year, we'll let you know by the end of the fourth quarter.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. All the best. Thanks for answering.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Abhineet Anand from MK Global Financial Service. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on the REC side. Can you throw some light for 9 months, what has been the industry volume growth and what is for us?
We don't normally give the product price breakup, but we definitely have been better than the industry growth.
Yeah, I think that's clear from the, I mean, numbers. But any you know, at least a qualitative thing will do in terms of industry and Lloyd both.
Oh, I think, you know, actually it's not a great 9 months to compare because the first quarter we were comparing against a, you know, low quarter of the last year. So difficult to say what the real growth is in the first 9 months.
Okay. Secondly, on the cable side, is it possible to give a breakup of the B2B and B2C part?
Cable and wire, we can. Wire is
similar. Yeah, cable, sorry.
60-40. 60 is wire, 40 is cable.
Okay, sir. Thanks. Those were the questions.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rajesh Anor from ITI Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So most of my questions have been answered, but, you know, just wanted to ask something on the competitive intensities, you know, going forward, which we expect in RAC as well as in the cables and wires. Because in cables and wires also, there are some players who were, let's say, predominantly on the B2B side, but now, you know, they have been guiding that. They will also turn equally or even more aggressive on the B2C side. And even in RACs, I mean, we have seen the competition heightened in, and we are also focusing more on market share gain and, you know, establishing our volume presence in the market. So going forward, do you expect any change in the competitive intensity on the RAC side and on the cables and wires? You can actually, you know, maybe give us some idea. How exactly are the things, has there been any change over, let's say, last 12 months and going forward, how is it expected?
The cables and wires, I think, has been competitive right from the beginning, and it will continue to remain so. As you mentioned, some brands are coming on the B2C side. In fact, the more they come, in fact, it gives easier and it becomes better to actually, you know, reorganize the unorganized sector to be towards the organized sector. So that is all beneficial. I think our focus has always been that how do we grow faster than the market and gain market share. On the ROC side, while there is competitive intensity, as I've said many times, due to, you know, post-COVID scenario, a lot of people wanting to regain or come back to their existing market share levels, I think the kind of growth is that Lloyd is experiencing is not, it's not just by being aggressive. We are actually following the market, but also the fact that we are entering into hitherto channels where we were not present. The modern format stores, the regional retailers, the e-commerce. So those are segments that we are entering into. Some sales are also coming from our projects business, the builder segment where Lloyd was not present. So I think we are gaining market there rather than actually, you know, gaining market share by being more competitive. We are actually more following the market there.
And sir, just on this note, you know, if we have to look at it, you know, how long, let's say, would it take for us to sort of have a saturated presence through all the channels as well as all the geographies and, you know, all the tiers, let's say, tier one or metro one. So how long will this journey continue? And then from there onwards, you know, it will be more like, you know, it will be present all across, and then it will be up to the market or up to, you know, other factors other than distribution and presence.
We've been in business since 50 years, and since we've never reached any saturated presence in any business category that we're in. So hopefully India will continue to give many more opportunities to expand.
Yeah, that is there, but you know, it is more to do with RAC and Lloyd as a brand, and you know, there were initial a lot of.
In fact, our starting point in RSC and Lloyd has also been much lower. You know, we started in 2017. So there the opportunity is even bigger to actually continue to make our presence across every nook and corner, then increasing market shares where we are weak. So there will be a huge opportunity for Lloyd to increase its presence.
Sir, where is our market share, if in case you can share that number, and where do you see it going for, let's say, over 18 to 24 months? Any targets you have set for ourselves?
No, I don't think we'll give those numbers right now.
Okay, sure. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rahul Gazre from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. You did indicate, you know, that the revenue during the quarter was, you know, driven by the volume. And you talked about, you know, 3 to 4% hike that you've seen in fans and AC. Is it possible you could highlight if you've taken any other pricing action in any other product category during the quarter? That's the first question.
No, in fans and ACs, I mentioned that the actions will happen in the fourth quarter, and there were no pricing actions in the third quarter.
Okay. So my second question is on the ad spend. given the consumer demand has been soft, you have increased or, you know, maybe normalized your ad spend. Is it possible you could, you know, help us understand how much is spent on actual advertisement and how much is basically towards, you know, distribution incentives, schemes, etc.? Is that the kind of breakup that...
No, so all this advertising and promotion that you see is not the distribution.
ATLBT.
That is already taken out of the net revenue.
Correct. Okay. Right, so that's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Harshit Kapadia from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and good set of results. Two questions. We had seen a very subdued growth in switchgears in this quarter, as you have also highlighted on the demand side, and similarly for lighting and ECD segment. But however, when I look at contribution margin for switchgears, it remains flat, whereas for lighting and ECD, both have improved. So can you share some insights into why is this?
No, because the margins in the second quarter had actually gone down. So they have just come back to the normal level. So if you see the ECD segment had, the margins had gone down over the last few quarters because of the unprecedented increase in the raw material prices. That started coming up, back up. And same is the case with lighting, where the second quarter margins were lower as compared to the normal level.
Okay, so there was no material benefit which was there in switchgear, which we saw in lighting and ECD. Is that a correct understanding?
No, no. What we are saying that switchgear had not declined much in Q2. So I think switchgear has been largely stable. I think it was more profound in lighting where and let's say ECD where the margins are slightly improved sequentially. But even in switchgear, if you see the margins are pretty stable over few quarters.
Okay, okay. And my last question is, what would be the contribution of B2B and B2C at Havells as an entity for the quarter?
So we Lloyd is all consumers. So if we exclude that, you mentioned that 25% is B2B and 75% is B2C.
Okay, okay. Thank you for the answers and wishing you all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. We'll take a last question from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up opportunity. You know, just a couple of questions. One is on the lighting business. You know, if you could talk a little bit about in terms of how the professional and consumer luminaire growth strength have been, what is the outlook? And secondly, on the margins, in general, for the ex-Lloyd pieces, the margins what we have achieved in 3Q, are you suggesting that this is the normalized margins? Because in case of lighting, the margins of 12.7% look low compared to the past. Just a clarification on that.
Yeah. No, I think professional and consumer in lighting, only professional has done slightly better. I think it's still picking up. And the consumer is almost 60% of our lighting business. As far as the margin is concerned, on the segment result, you see, we mentioned that if you look at contribution, they are pretty much stable, almost 30%, which has been largely the average for lighting in last few years. As far as the segment is concerned, you know, there have been new launches and also new advertisement sort of campaign for lighting, which could have just, for this quarter, have altered or impacted the segment results. But I think lighting remains in good space. So we do not feel any structural challenge to the same.
Got it. And secondly, just on the cables and wires segment, you know, if you look at the average copper price, it's down 8% YOY. We have reported 17%. Does that mean that volume growth is upwards of 20% in this quarter? And how do we tally that with the slowing consumer demand? Macro backdrop.
Yes. Let's say 4 to 5%. Price decline has been absorbed, so you could argue around 20-22%.
So how do we tally that against, you know, the slowing consumer-facing business while the construction-led volume growth is growing at such a high pace?
No, wire particularly because there have been some anticipated price increases. I believe there has been a shelf filling in the last month, December of the quarter. So everything, I think, maybe you can't just attribute to the organic demand for that quarter.
Right. What I was trying to imply is that is there any significant market share gain, particularly in the cables and wires business?
No, we do not. And look, frankly, they do not track like that. But I think this will be some general industry performance as well.
Got it. Thank you so much, Rajeshji. Thank you.
Thank you. I now hand over the call to Ms. Bhumika Nair for closing comments. Over to you.
Yes, I would just like to thank the management for giving us an opportunity to host the call and answering all the queries, and thank you to all the participants for being there. Thank you very much, sir, and wish you all the very best. Any closing remarks from your end?
No, thank you very much for organizing, and thank you very much for attending. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.